Hello, I'm Pastor Rod Holler of the Cape Baptist Church in Cape Coral, Florida. I hope this message will be a blessing to you. Thanks for listening. Tonight, of youth and old age. Solomon has gone from the first half of this book with incredible despair, vanity, and vexation. He succeeded at many things only to have them come up empty. And he has turned his thoughts later on to admonishing people to be wise. And we have considered multiple things in the last few weeks, things that a wise person does, the value of wisdom, and it's God's plan. Our last study, three things a wise person does. A wise person is generous, a wise person remembers death and vanity, and a wise youth listens to advice. Well, tonight we're going to be taking a look at chapter 12, verses 1 to 7. Let us read. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bound themselves, and the grinders shall cease because they are few, and those that look out the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bow be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Simple outline of this text. Verses 1 and 2, Solomon opens with words to the young. 3 through 6, he then describes the later years of life. And 7, death. It is proper that every man, woman, young and old would reflect on youth and old age. Again, we must remember that our study flows from chapter to chapter. Therefore, let us read Ecclesiastes 11:9 to get a running start. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Consider a very simple way to remember key words in that passage. Chapter 11, verse 9, rejoice in the life that God gave you. Verse 10, therefore remove sorrow, sin, things in your life that aren't right. And in our study, chapter 12, verse 1, and remember. So we have three R's, rejoice, remove, and remember, given to the youth. And that's what leads into our study. Young person, rejoice in the life that God gave you. Remove evil and sin from your life, their vanity, and remember God in the days of your youth. The young are greatly admonished to remember God. Don't postpone that. Well, I'll do that when I'm older. Well, it's good that you'll do that when you're older, but you ought to do it right now. Young people are in the strength of their body. They've got their future before them, and the devil wants them to make such stupid decisions that it will frustrate and discourage them the rest of their days. So it is, young people ought to definitely remember God in their youth. Chapter 12, verse 1, remember now thy Creator, in the days of thy youth. Make a conscious effort to keep God in your daily thinking. And when you remember God as your creator, it will surely affect your thinking. When you truly, truly live in the light, God made me. And he made no mistakes. And the whole idea of him making me, he knows me. He has purpose for me. All of my strengths and weaknesses are designed by him. Oh, that we would remember this. Remembering it guides us away from foolish and wasteful behavior. Remember that he is the creator. We realize that he owns. We realize he's eternal. We realize he's all-powerful. We realize that he apparently has a plan for all of this. Thus, the truth of God the Creator is very sobering. And this is coming from our study of an old man. An old man who's been there, done that. I've already tried it. Don't waste your time. But again, how often the youth don't want the advice of the older generation. We don't understand. No, we understand. You're the ones that don't understand. We have been where they are. They have never been where we are. And they know more than we do. What's wrong with this picture? So it is, if the youth will listen and remember God, they will be spared from a lot of heartache, a lot of frustration, a lot of discouragement in life. Solomon had a lot of wasted years as he took his wealth, and that's what's studied in the whole first half of this book of Ecclesiastes. I tried this, and I tried this, and I tried this, and I tried this. Waste. Waste. Oh, if we could go back and do it again. And so it is, Ecclesiastes is written to all of us. I've been there, done that. Read this, I'll save you a lot of time. And the whole conclusion, of course, is serve God. It's the whole duty of man. Solomon moves from youth, and then he's going to describe the aging process in very poetic terms, in very figurative language. And it's interesting, why? Honestly, here's holarology. I can't prove this, but here's why I think it's in poetic language. Because life is poetically beautiful when you're serving God. And the years that pass, and what we look as aches and pains, and all therein, God says it's beautiful when you've lived them for me. And that's how we can look at our bodies as they decline, that it was done in service to him. So we're going to see here in our study, a significant portion of these verses is considering the aging process. Consider that it begins with youth. And he says to the youth, enjoy it before you don't enjoy it. Let's read that. Chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now, you young people, the Creator in the days of your youth. You youth, remember, the evil days haven't come yet. You haven't been stung by the pain and the injustices yet of this life. Enjoy it. They haven't come yet, nor the years draw nigh. You're still young. When thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. When those days come, you're going to say, you know what? It isn't the pleasure it used to be. I ache when I do that. Enjoy it while you can. Because there's going to come a day you're not going to do that. Nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure. There's going to come a day, you know, this isn't a whole lot of pleasure. In God it is, but in the youthful things we could do, we can't. In youth, the sun, the light, the moon, the stars are easily seen, but with the age, the eyes dim. It's the age that dims, not the stars. Look at verse 2. When the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. It's your eyes that are failing. They're not going dim, okay? He's starting to talk about the aging process, and he's telling the youth, this is what's going to come. Your eyes are going to dim, and you're not going to be the same. You're going to see life differently as you age. Remember the Creator when the evil days come not. And there is pain in those days. Let me quote. Remember him now in this part of your youth. You have no certainty of life. Now is yours. Tomorrow may not be. You're young, but you may never be old. Now he waits to be gracious. Tomorrow may be too late. God calls now. His Spirit now strives. His ministers now exhort. Ye have health now. Sin is not so much as dominion over you as it will, increasing by every future moment if you do not give up your hearts to your Maker. Do it now. Continue. There's another consideration which should weigh with you. Should you live to old age, it's a very disadvantageous time to begin to serve the Lord. Infirmities press down both body and mind, and the oppressed nature has enough to do to bear its own infirmities. And as there is little time, so there is generally less inclination to call upon the Lord. Evil habits are strengthened by long continuance, and every desire and appetite in the soul is a stronghold for Satan. There is little time for repentance, little for faith, none for obedience. The evil days are come, and the years in which you were feeling be obliged to say, "Alas, we have no pleasure in them." Or what is worse, the heart is hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Young people, if they don't get it while they're young, they have got those habits, those thoughts, those memories, those deeds all piled up. And then, okay, today I'll serve God. Should have done it a long time ago. So it is. It tells us, verse 2, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. See, in the youth, clouds don't return after the rain. You can just go on, you bounce back, and rain or shine, you go about and you have a great day. But to you, there's no clouds after rain. To an old person, let's take a walk in the park. You walk in the park and you go home, and the next morning you wake up, "Oh man, is my back stiff." You didn't do that as a kid. There were no clouds after the rain. You just got up and just went. But it's coming to all of us if we live long enough. The rain is a blessing, but the clouds follow. It was a good time to walk in the park, but I have to sit down and rest a while. I can't do what I used to do. So it is. Remember the Creator in thy youth. Now Solomon is going to go on and really get into the aging process in very poetic, figurative terms. Maybe you have already studied this. The commentators agree and yet disagree on what some of these mean. I have done my best to interpret what Solomon has meant for us to understand about the aging process. As people age, they wear out, and those around them will also, and they'll notice. We all age. First thing he talks about, the keepers tremble. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. Those who are maintaining a house, they have a humble home, whoever they may be. Maybe it's a single person living there. Maybe it's an older couple living there. As they age, the keepers of the house shall tremble. The hand has a tremor. I saw the classic example today. I saw the aged person slowly holding the railing, moving towards the steps. They're not as stable as they used to be on their feet. They tremble in life. Their handwriting shows the tremor. They use canes or walkers to get around, and to them, falling is a very real consideration as they age. Number two, in the middle of that verse, the strong men shall bow themselves. Those who were once strong in their youth will lose their strength, for the muscles will fail to be as they once were. You're not strong like you used to. Exercise may delay the process, but eventually everyone loses their muscle tone. That which was once a simple thing is now a task for the younger generation. You do it. And even if we do have the ability to do it, there's a good chance when we do it, we're going to throw our back out. So maybe wisdom is let the younger generation do it, even though we think we can still do it. Number three, the grinders cease because they're few. You got to ponder that one, right? Your grinders are your molar teeth. They don't work like they used to. The grinders cease. Why? Because they're few. You don't have as many teeth as you had. That's what we grind our food with. As the years pass, the grinders fail. No longer is certain food able to be eaten. As they get older, those who look out the window will be darkened. This is just a general statement. The point emphasized here is this person made a conscious effort to go over the window and look. And what happens as you get older? I don't see as well as I used to. Nearsighted or farsighted? Or maybe a cataract? All I want to do is go over the window and look. And guess what? I don't see what I used to. Next, the doors will be shut in the streets. Ecclesiastes 12:4, and the doors shall be shut in the streets. When you get older, you make sure the front door's locked because you wonder somebody could break in. And you don't have the faculties like you used to defend yourself, to even run, or to even shout. And if someone came in, it would be a big deal. The doors shall be shut. Older people tend to close things up. And that's wisdom. The door that was once left open is no longer open. And then it goes on in verse 4, when the sound of the grinding is low. Okay, now we're back to this grinding. Or could it be the grinding of grain? But we know this, the emphasis is not on grinding. It's on the sound is low. Our ears don't work like they used to. So our eyes don't look out the window like they used to. Our teeth don't grind the food as they used to. And, well, we don't quite hear. The sound of the grinding is low. That's the emphasis, is the sound, our ears. And yet he shall rise up with the voice of the bird. Because as you age, you don't usually sleep till noon on Saturday. You can't do that anymore. And even a little bird will wake you up. And you may as well get a cup of coffee because you're not going back to sleep. It doesn't take much to wake you up. And so it is. He rises up at the voice of a bird. How about all the daughters of music are brought low? The emphasis here is not so much that they're humbled per se, but these daughters were once beautiful singers, and the years passed, and they're not what they used to be. You don't sing like you used to, and it's part of growing old. They once sang with enthusiasm, but as they age, the voice diminishes. Number 9, they shall be afraid of heights and things in their way. Verse 5, also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way. Remember, they kept the door closed? They have some fears. Another fear? I'm not going up there. You go up the ladder. I'm too old for that stuff. And they're very cautious if they are at the top of the steps, as that lady that I saw today. She was very cautious as she approached that top step, and rightfully so. You could see the instability, and fears shall be in the way. They're afraid of tripping over something on the sidewalk. Because remember, their eyes don't work like they used to. And they have tremors, and they don't see like they used to and walk like they used to, and they don't have the muscle tone, and they surely don't want to fall and have to catch themselves. So they're very afraid of things in the way. They're cautious as we get older. Oh, by the way, we are talking to the youth. This is what's coming. The almond tree shall flourish. Well, if you're like me, you've never seen an almond tree, and if you have seen an almond tree, you didn't know it was an almond tree. But he's using the almond tree as an illustration. When you think, okay, how is that representing somebody that's aging? Because once a year, an almond tree on top turns white. And old people turn white up top if they have hair. And it's an annual meeting. It's an annual reminder. That's you. That tree is another year older, and it's white up top. And then it says in the middle of verse 5, the grasshopper shall be a burden. When you're young, you don't even think about a grasshopper. If it lands on you, you brush it off. Or kids run around and catch them. But when you're old, they're an incredible inconvenience and a nuisance. Because as we grow older, things that didn't bother us when we were young bother us more when we're old. And when we're young, we don't even think about a grasshopper. But when you're old, get that thing out of my house. Get it off of me. Keep it away from me. And things that didn't bother us when we were younger start to bother us when we get older. And then it says, his desires shall fail. Youth is filled with desires. They desire for what's coming in the future. Their desire is to get the most out of every moment. Their desire is to go be with their friends. Their desire is to be active. And as we get older, my idea of a good night is going to bed at 9 o'clock. Because I'm getting older. I have no desire to stay out till midnight. The desire for food, quite often, older people will lose weight because they just don't have the appetite and the taste buds they used to. And other bodily desires will go away as we age. Why are all these things coming? And what is the ultimate conclusion? Is at the end of verse 5, because man goeth to his long home and the mourners go about the streets. So it is that death is coming, and we see the aging signs leading up to it. And rather than get discouraged by this, be blessed. This is the natural progression. God has told us about it. It's not meant to discourage us. It means you're closer to glory if you've lived your days serving God. But if we've wasted our years and we see the day approaching, we say, oh God, what a fool I was. I put off the most important thing in my life. Death in chapter 12, verse 6, or ever the silver cord be loosed. We have here very figurative language for death. The silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel be broken at the cistern. All symbolic, and they refer to death. Quote, the figure is that the house hastening to ruin. The keepers of the house evidently represent the hands and arms hanging down in tremulous weakness. The time in which our strength fails. Strong men bowing pictures of legs and thighs, before so robust, but now beginning to bend under a burden, hitherto carried with vigor. In the grinders, we see the teeth performing the millstone work of our food, cutting the meat and breaking it into small pieces. Yet even here, when the grinders are few, the masticating labor makes the meals a daily drudgery. Still more grievous is the trial when they look out the windows and they're darkened, a very common affliction, when the eyes looking through the socket are dim, so that they cannot see and see only indistinctly. The doors are shut in the streets. The opening for a mutual communion is barred up, and though a natural effort may partially open the door, yet it's a poor compensation for the easy-flowing pleasures of younger and brighter days. The door of speech, as well of hearing, is shut up. The sound of the grinding is low. The loss of teeth affects the speech. Early wakefulness is another trial. He rises up at the noise of a bird, not going forth to work and to his labor, but in feeble weariness. All the daughters of music will be brought low. The lungs, the voice, the ear, the organs employed in the production of enjoyment of it will be brought low. The picture proceeds, parking the feebleness of the feet. They will be afraid of that which is high. Every ascent which in earlier days they had bounded with youthful elasticity becomes a trouble. They have lost their enterprise. The fear of stumbling in the way are a matter of apprehension. The hoary head is like an almond tree covered with snow-white blossoms. So extreme is the feebleness that, proverbially speaking, the grasshopper, even in its lightest hop, is a burden. Even the desire for the world of pleasure in which Solomon had attempted to find or to make the center of rest disappears. The earthly house of tabernacle is falling to pieces. The inhabitant is on the brink of his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. The Jewish custom of public or hired mourners was probably referred to a mercenary because unnatural sorrow, a burden indeed to our secrecies and sympathies. Imagine the imagery of the next verse, beautiful as it is, presents some difficulties in the interpretation. It evidently describes the loosing of the inexplicable bond of union between the body and the soul. We see the gradual wasting, and now we have come to the final struggle, the extinction of the vital principle. The figure appears that of the drawing water from the well. Here is the cord, called silver, and the bowl and gold for preciousness, the bowl or bucket, the pitcher and the wheel. As when these are broken, we can draw no water no more. So when the vital parts are decayed, there is no hope to draw life into the cistern of the body. Here then is the moment of death. Then will the dust return. We age, we groan, this trial, till the final struggle, we die. The life is no more. So we go into the third part in verse 7, death. Verse 7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Remember, this opened with the Creator. Look at verse 1. Remember now thy Creator. Look at the end of verse 7. Shall return unto God who gave it, created it. It goes full cycle. Youth, remember God, He created you, because one day you're going to die and you're going to stand before that God and be accountable. The Christian, we will be held accountable for what we did in our Christian life. To the unsaved, they will stand before God for their very salvation of their soul. And it will be too late for them. So it is. We conclude with man going unto God. He made us. We ought to live in remembrance of Him, and one day we'll return to Him. And in time we will stand before Him. So we considered the cycle of life. Young people, are you listening? The cycle of life, we're born, we live and grow old, and we die. Hence, we ought to be ready for our departure from this world. We would all do well to start remembering God in our youth and in our middle age and in our older age. And some say, I have many wasted years. Start now, because at least late is better than never. The aging process, we see it, we feel it. And God's in control of it all. So if we remember how we opened, youth, rejoice. Remove wicked things and remember. And so it is. God's plan is that we live and die, and we can enjoy eternal life because of what He has done for us. We've heard it said, growing old is not for sissies, or going back to dust is painful. But if we live long enough, we'll experience it. Give yourself to God. One day, you'll stand before Him.
This is Pastor Rod Hollard. I pray you enjoyed that message. Thanks for listening.